Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you've had a great weekend. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we had the opportunity at several of our campuses to see people go public with their faith through baptism. And I don't know about you, but that's always so exciting for me to see people going public with their faith, because it reminds me of really what our big idea is for this series, which is that God moves his people from bondage to freedom. And on this Monday, I don't know what the week is looking like that you're looking forward to, but I just want to remind you that God, in his love for you and for me and for the whole entire world, that he sent his son, Jesus the Christ, and Jesus lived perfectly, and then he was arrested, and then he was tortured, and then he was executed on a cross. And the word tells us that his shed blood pays the penalty for our sin. But the story didn't end there. On the third day, Jesus, our Lord, rose again from the grave. He has conquered death, and he has ascended to the right hand of the Father. And now he invites everybody everywhere to trust him. And he promises to give us his Spirit. He promises to move us from bondage to freedom. He promises that God is going to adopt us as his sons and his daughters. Jesus is the best, and he offers you and I in the world freedom. And when we see people going public through baptism, what we're seeing is them symbolically, they sit in the water and then they disappear for a little bit. And that symbolizes to us that they used to have an old life, and that life was dead and buried with Jesus. And then they come back up out of the water, and obviously they're wet, and the water symbolizes the fact that Jesus and his shed blood has washed them clean from all of their sins, and they've been raised to walk in newness of life, as Romans tells us. And so I just want to remind you this morning, whatever you've got going on this week, that God, in his love for you and me in the world, he has made a way for us to move from bondage to freedom. And you get to live in that freedom today. You have the opportunity to know God and to love God and to walk today with God, because God, in his love for you, has given you a pathway to freedom, and he gives you his very self. Sometimes when I'm talking to a non-believer and trying to share the gospel with them, you can describe salvation as a bit of a trade, right? God gets you and you get God. God gets you, but you get God. And so I want to encourage you this morning, if you've made that trade, so to speak, if you have confessed Jesus as your Savior and Lord, don't forget that you are free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free, and you have the privilege and the power to walk in freedom and in newness of life because of what Jesus has done for us. And maybe, just maybe, today you'll have an opportunity to share that hope with somebody else. And so let's take a moment and let's pray together. Let's just praise God for how good he has been to us through his son Jesus, and let's ask the Lord for opportunities to lovingly, gently share with other people the hope that we have in Christ, that he has moved us from bondage to freedom. Let's take a moment and pray that now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have an awesome Monday. We hope you have an awesome week, and that we see you back here on the Drivecast tomorrow. God bless.